Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Emerging technologies like automation and robotics within your technology stack or digital transformation strategies are pivotal to increasing efficiencies, maximizing costs, and ensuring you are on the forefront of digital strategy within your organization. I'm Tyler Cheatham with Third Stage Consulting Group. We're an independent and technology agnostic advisory firm that helps our global clients achieve the third stage of digital transformation. In today's video, we're going to explore how automation and robotics can really streamline business operations and truly drive growth while maximizing technology business value. As a precursor to this conversation, I highly recommend you go ahead and download our 2023 Digital Transformation Report. This playbook is 60 plus pages packed full of strategies and best practices, along with proven methodologies to achieve digital transformation success. So the first step of actually implementing something like automation or robotic processes within your organization is understanding what it is. So really, these are software applications or computer programs to automate repetitive or rule-based tasks, eliminating that need for manual intervention. On the other hand, robotics involves the deployment of physical robots or machines that can perform physical tasks in a certain environment. Now, the goal of automation and robotics in business processes is to streamline operations, improve efficiencies, and enhance productivity. By automating tasks that are really time-consuming, repetitive, or prone to human error, businesses can achieve that higher accuracy, faster processing times, and a significant cost savings. Now, these can be applied to various areas of the business processes, such as manufacturing, customer service, supply chain management, finance, and more. In this video, I'm going to break down a few case studies or real-world applications for these technologies, so stay tuned for that further in the video. The reason these technologies are so attractive to businesses is because you're able to achieve scalability as they handle workloads that are increased without adding human resources. Additionally, automation or robotics offer that advantage of consistent and standardization output, ensuring quality and reducing variability. The goal is to offload these mundane or repetitive tasks to machines so employees can focus on more strategic value-added activities. It's important to understand that these two emerging technologies and just AI in general are constantly evolving, and incorporating advancements like machine learning or sensor-based technology, this evolution brings new possibilities and capabilities and paving the way for intelligent automation, collaborative robots, and integration of automation and robotics into various business processes and systems. So now that we've discussed and defined what robotics and automation are, let's unpack some of the benefits that they bring to an organization. Leveraging technologies like automation and robotics can help streamline those repetitive tasks to create more efficiency and accuracy in your reporting and data management. We look at things like data entry, invoice processing, or inventory management, something that doesn't require a hard set of skills, but takes a lot of time. A lot of times when we go in to evaluate business processes within an organization, we see a lot of unproductive use of time because there's different processes throughout each different human resource. With an automated or robotic system, you can take all of those standardizations, streamline them so that the actual system is doing the same thing and creating a standardized process. These employee resources can now be allocated to more strategic roles or have an opportunity to grow the department in which they're representing. Another great value add and benefit of automation and robotics is they increase efficiency and speed of this process. So like we just talked about in our example, when you can have more accuracy and standardization, that also comes with more efficiency and speed in actually producing that task or something like order fulfillment. Another huge value add of emerging technologies like automation and robotics is minimizing human error and actually creating accuracy around reporting. So like in my previous example, we talked about the need for standardization, efficiencies, and speed. Well, now we look at the accuracy of the reporting because they are minimizing that human error. We see things like automation ensuring consistent and accurate results in areas like quality control or financial calculations. Now, because automation and robotics can handle that increased workload without compromising quality and by doing it with more speed and efficiency, they have the ability to create scalable growth within the organization while taking these automated tasks and being able to allocate human resources to actually growing the business or focusing on more strategic initiatives. Now let's look at some of those real-world examples of robotic automation in, say, an industry like manufacturing to demonstrate the significant impact of robotics on streamlining processes, improving efficiencies, and enhancing productivity. So here are a few notable examples. Tesla's automated assembly line. So with Tesla, the electric car manufacturer, it utilizes a high degree of automation in its manufacturing processes. Robots play really a critical role in body welding, paint application, assembly, and this automation enables faster production rates and consistent quality control. Another example is Amazon's fulfillment centers. So Amazon employs a large number of robots in its fulfillment centers to optimize order processing and logistics. These robots, known as Amazon Robotics, autonomously transport shelves of products to human workers, reducing the time and effort required for picking and packaging. BMW's collaborative robots is a great example of how collaborative robotics can be utilized in a business environment. BMW has implemented collaborative robots, or cobots, in its production line. These robots really work alongside human workers, assisting in tasks like lifting heavy or repetitive movements or precision assembly. Cobots improve the ergonomics and reduce the risk of injuries and enhance overall productivity. Finally, let's talk about Adidas's Speed Factory. Adidas Speed Factory is really the state-of-the-art manufacturing facility that utilizes robotics and automation to produce their well-known athletic footwear. Robots perform tasks like cutting, stitching, gluing materials, enabling faster production and customization options for their customers. Now, these are just some real-world examples of how robotic automation is transforming the manufacturing industry specifically by improving those efficiencies, reducing costs, and increasing output. By leveraging these emerging technologies, manufacturers can achieve higher precision, faster cycle times, and increased overall productivity. Another area which we've seen burst on the scene leveraging automation and robotics is customer service and support. We see things such as customer service processes enhanced via chatbots and automated email responses, with creating a benefit of creating that customer relationship that is so important to overall profitability and brand loyalty. So some of the ways you can leverage automation and robotics is enhance customer service. Automation and robotics often streamlines customer service processes and ensures that we have a prompt response to inquiries. Automated systems can categorize and prioritize incoming messages, route them to the appropriate department, and provide instant automated responses when applicable. This leads to improved response times, reduces customer frustration, and enhances overall customer satisfaction. We talked about how important that brand loyalty and overall customer relationship building is to overall ROI, especially when it comes to emerging or even expensive new technologies. By leveraging things like automation, you create that personalized and tailored experience to each customer while creating an efficiency within your internal operations while taking away workload from your greater employee resources. Automated systems operate around the clock, producing customer support and assistance at any time. This is especially important for global companies that might be based in other areas of the world than their customer. Customers can receive that immediate assistance and information regardless of the time of the day, leading to increased convenience and customer loyalty. Something as simple as integrating a chatbot and giving it specific prompt and answers through things like frequently asked questions can not only vastly improve your customer experience, but also cut down on customer service inquiries or communication through your website. In addition to efficiency, this automation ensures that you have consistent and accurate responses to customer inquiries and that it's documented. By leveraging those predefined scripts I just mentioned and AI-powered chatbots, businesses can provide that standardization in answers and information that align with brand voice and policies. This again minimizes that risk of human error and ensures that customers receive reliable and consistent support. This then minimizes that risk of human error and ensures that the customer receives reliable and consistent support no matter who they interact with on the customer service representative side. As I mentioned earlier, this automation allows businesses to handle a large volume of customer inquiries. As the number of customer inquiries increase, the automated system can handle that additional workload without the need for human resources. This scalability enables the business to maintain high-quality customer support even during peak periods such as holidays or periods of rapid growth. This automation, especially within things like CRM tools, can be leveraged to deliver personalized experience to the customer. By capturing and analyzing their customer data, businesses can tailor their response and recommendations based on those individual preferences or purchasing behavior or browsing behavior. This level of personalization creates an engaging and customized customer experience, fostering that really important brand loyalty and, most important, customer satisfaction.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Automation or robotic process, if it's done well, it leads to cost savings for the business. This is done by reducing the need for extensive human support in customer interactions. Companies can then allocate their resources differently and more efficiently. Automated systems can handle routine inquiries, freeing up customer support agents to focus on the more complex or specialized issues. This maximizes their expertise and productivity, ultimately improving operational efficiencies and reducing those costs. We talked about the importance of that personalization in communication with the customer, But breaking that down further, automation systems can collect and analyze valuable customer data. They track interactions and behaviors so the business can gain insights into customer preferences, pain points, trends. This data can then inform decision-making, product development, and marketing strategies and enable the business to develop more targeted and relevant experiences for their customers. Overall, using this automation for handling customer inquiries, providing a personalized experience, and then allowing the business to deliver efficient, consistent, and tailored support enhances the customer satisfaction and builds that really important brand loyalty by leveraging technologies. I will just note that whenever looking at these technologies that look like they can solve all your world's problems, you need to understand that they need a very tailored and specific strategy behind implementation and a full-on implementation core team to ensure that they're leveraged and can maximize the most value. With any new technology, as we always talk about, they're only as good as the team supporting them. So you want to ensure, if you're looking at automation or robotics, that you truly understand the functions of the overall platform and how it's going to be implemented within your organization. This takes a full mapping and phase zero planning of business processes, organizational change management, implementation timelines, and more. As I mentioned, we do need to address those common concerns and challenges associated with automation and robotic implementation. We need to talk about things such as cost, training, and change management. And I'm going to provide some tips and best practices for that successful implementation and, more importantly, user adoption. Implementing automation and robotics in business processes comes with its own set of challenges. In your phase zero planning, it is absolutely critical that you discuss common issues or potential pitfalls for an implementation failure. Even low-code, no-code systems can fail when it comes to implementation, so there is no technology that is easily implemented within an organization. It takes effort and alignment. So let's go through some common challenges that we need to overcome when looking at implementing something like robotics or automation within your organization. One of the main concerns we see with our clients is the upfront investment required for automation or robotics implementation. It's critically important to conduct a cost-benefit analysis to determine the potential long-term savings and efficiencies that automation can bring. Consider factors like labor cost savings, increased productivity, reduced errors, and improved customer satisfaction. Additionally, explore options like leasing or partnering with automation providers to mitigate the initial capital expenditure. Understanding the total cost of ownership with any new technology is absolutely critical to ensure you can pull out any sneaky hidden fees in contracting and really build a full financial portfolio of what this investment will look like. When it comes to something like robotics that looks at bigger machinery, there is a lot of great robotic companies out there, especially emerging in the marketplace now. We at Third Stage often help our clients find good partnerships that can lessen the blow of impacting in these very expensive pieces of machinery. To me, workforce impact is truly one of the most underrated considerations when it comes to risks of deploying automation or robotics within your work environment. We often see executives that think that this is going to be celebrated by their community because they are creating these efficiencies and getting machinery to do, honestly, boring tasks. Oftentimes, that is so not the case because the community feels as though they are going to be replaced by these machines and they are no longer valuable to the organization. Employees may be concerned about job displacement due to automation, and it's important to understand why. To overcome this is absolutely critical to communicate transparently and involve employees in the process from the beginning. Emphasize that automation aims to enhance productivity and create new opportunities rather than replacing human workers. Start by celebrating what the employee has accomplished and all the work they've put into these manual tasks. And then involve them in cultivating reskilling programs to help the employee transition to new roles that complement the automation. Examples of these are overseeing and optimizing automated processes and ensuring health checks of AI technology. In our landscape of digital enterprise operations, everything comes with an integration. Even if you have a core ERP system or you have a best-of-breed scenario, it needs to integrate with other technologies or systems throughout the organization in order to be valuable. This can be challenging when it comes to automation and robotics with existing systems and processes. So the first step is to conduct that thorough analysis of current systems or current state. Identify those potential integration points and ensure compatibility between different technologies. So this is going to take a ton of collaboration across the entire organization. We're talking about IT, operations, manufacturing, accounting, sales, marketing, all of these different areas across the organization to ensure smooth integration. With any new technology, it is absolutely key to engage the experts. That's really your insurance policy or your quality control around your project. You can look at consultants like Third Stage or other independent consultants to help identify these integration points while working with the vendor to ensure exactly the software that fits your organization and move through and navigate any sort of sales jargon that they might try and oversell you. We do that a lot for our clients here at Third Stage to ensure that every technology matches their business unit and can give them valuable reporting and data to make the best strategic decisions for their organization. Any implementation is complex and a time-consuming process. So what needs to happen first and foremost is developing a clear implementation plan and timeline, including detailed milestones, roles and responsibilities, project management initiatives, etc. Really break down the implementation into manageable phases to minimize disruption to the ongoing operation. This is where you truly need to engage with a team of professionals. So you have a variety of different professionals helping you on your core team when it comes to implementing new technology. You have your sales vendor or your software vendor, you have your system integrator that's going to help on the technical side, and then you should always have that independent third party that is simply dedicated to achieving maximum value of the technology within your organization. We talked a little bit about why employees might misunderstand or misinterpret automation implementation, but it's important to foster a culture that embraces change and innovation. Like we talked about, clearly communicating those benefits to specific change agents or stakeholders is going to be absolutely key to avoid things like misinformation or resistance. It is critical to involve employees in this process and seek their input. Address their concerns proactively. This is going to get you in front of any resistance or any misinformation that might be spread throughout your organization. Now, training and support programs should already be in place in that phase zero planning, but it's not just training. This is a whole new relationship the employee is developing with the technology. So you want to ensure that not only is that positive, but it has the ability to upskill their overall productivity within the organization. Something that we often see our clients overlook is the need for regular maintenance and support for automation systems. Automation systems are built on AI coding and are only as clean as the code or prompts that go within them. We need to develop a maintenance plan and establish a partnership with automation providers who can offer ongoing support and troubleshooting. Train internal staff to handle basic maintenance and have clear expectations and procedures to address any issues that might arise. A lot of times we see that employees have some fear in surfacing any sort of issues with these new technologies. So it's important to create that transparent open door policy of saying this is a journey to ensure that we can maximize and implement value through these technologies in our organization, and that they feel comfortable going to management if they do see any problems. It is absolutely critical to establish a health check process for these autonomous or automation-based systems and robotics to ensure they're functioning in the right way and that they're keeping the data clean. The future of enterprise tech is focused around things like automation, robotics, artificial intelligence, machine learning, collaborative robots, etc. So understanding your business's roadmap to engaging with these future technologies to ensure that you're looking at things like competitive advantage in the marketplace or understanding how you grow and scale as a business is critical to maintaining your position on the forefront of new technology. I hope you found this video helpful in helping to unpack the power of automation and robotics. And if you have any questions, feedback, or even just want to have an informal conversation about how you might leverage these emerging technologies within your organization, please feel free to reach out to me directly. I always love to hear from our audience. My email is kyler.cheatham@thirdstage-consulting.com, or you can reach out and follow me on LinkedIn for more thought leadership. I also very much encourage you to subscribe to our channels and social media to be able to see thought leadership around enterprise technology, software selection, implementation, etc. Like I mentioned in the beginning of the video, you can download our free 2023 Digital Transformation Report that is newly released, with jam-packed with all kinds of different strategic initiatives on how to achieve project success. Thanks so much for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.